A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise that person on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord. How many times the words life and living, the words flesh and blood, the basic human actions of eating and drinking come up in this short selection from John's Gospel? We need no elaborate explanation for any of them. We can all relate to the sheer physicality of that vocabulary. We do need some serious reflection, some probing of the mystery to which they speak in the context of the scripture and of today's feast. We celebrate today the feast of the body and blood of Christ, formerly called the Feast of Corpus Christi. Indeed, a mystery to be probed. Thinking about this mystery, I did a little review of how my own devotion to the mystery has changed and hopefully grown over the years. I had mental pictures of Corpus Christi processions, in which I participated, where the priest carried the monstrance canopy overhead, and then to holy hours at church, with the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, hours spent in adoration, benediction of the Blessed Sacrament every Sunday and on other occasions at our parish church, all of which at the time I loved and all of which served me well. Then I recalled the beginning of what I might call an expansion of my understanding. That happened in college. I attended an excellent Catholic women's college in the late 1940s. Yes, that long ago, before I entered religious life. There, I took a number of sociology courses. We had a professor who belonged to a wonderful breed of outstanding Catholic female professors, many of them who had clearly followed a vocation to the single life, as had my teacher, and who were singularly knowledgeable about, faithful to, and evangelizers of the social teaching of the Catholic Church. Because of her, I read the encyclical, The Mystical Body of Christ. How much of it I understood at age 19 or 20 eludes me at this point. What has stayed with me is the realization of its having been assigned to read for a sociology class, not a theology class. How blessed we were to have had a teacher so convicted of the profound connection between the mystical body of Christ and the social principles and practices we studied. I think it was at that moment in my life that my personal Eucharistic devotion expanded. I still loved adoration in the chapel, but now I knew there was a much wider horizon to its full meaning. The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world, Jesus says. Not just for my life, but for the life of the world. All of us, all over this earth, and indeed planet Earth herself, are wounded travelers on a life journey that can be compared to the Israelites' trek across a desert. Many today, millions actually, are still enslaved, victims of human trafficking, for example. Many others, again, millions of people, are fleeing persecution or terror or oppression in some form. Closer to home, too, family members, neighbors next door or down the street, or those with us in the communion line at Sunday Mass, all bear stories of suffering, health woes, financial worries, broken relationships, family problems, and on, all are one. All, though many, are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. The one who invites us to eat and drink at the banquet invites us also to stand in solidarity with every single other member of his body. The scriptures say, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in her or him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me." Sent by the Father was he. Sent by the Son are we. Missioned to do and be whatever we can for the other. Anyone in need of some kind of nourishment. I wonder, is there such a thing as a practical mystery? This one, after all, is about the body and bread, about blood and wine, eating and drinking. It's about life and living. The physicality of the symbols surely help us to probe the mystery. Clearly, we're sent to feed the hungers of the world, whatever form those hungers take. In other words, to be bread for the world. Share the loaf for my life and for the life of the world. Is this not a necessary part of our celebration of the extraordinary gift given to us? We continue to probe the full meaning of this awesome mystery.